This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Not quite live from New York. This is your tech news briefing for Monday, May 10th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. This weekend, the tech leader Elon Musk made his Saturday Night Live debut. Musk is an unusual choice of host for the sketch comedy show, and his appearance featured plenty of nods to Musk's businesses and plenty of fart jokes and Dogecoin references. Coming up, our Tesla reporter Rebecca Elliott will be here to break it all down. That's after these headlines. The main pipeline carrying gas and diesel fuel to the East Coast was temporarily shut down by its operator this weekend after the company's systems were hit by a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline said the attack involved ransomware, where hackers lock the victim out of systems until they receive a ransom payment. It's not yet clear who perpetrated the attack. People familiar with the matter say the investigation is still in the early stages. The company said it's engaged a third-party cybersecurity firm to help resolve the issue, and that it's contacted federal agencies and law enforcement. And the court battle between Apple and Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite, continues this week. So far, lawyers for Epic have called on witnesses, including the company's own CEO, to illustrate its perspective, that Apple's App Store policies are anti-competitive and that the fees Apple charges are too high. In the week ahead, Epic is expected to call more expert witnesses, as well as current Apple employees. Apple has rejected claims that it operates a monopoly and says the fees it collects from developers are necessary for covering expenses related to app submissions, security, and user privacy. We'll be following along here and on WSJ.com, so be sure to check back for updates. All right, we've got a great show for you this morning. Elon Musk took over SNL, and we'll go through all the highlights. Stick around, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
Over the weekend, Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, added SNL host to his resume.
To anyone I've offended, I just want to say I reinvented electric cars and I'm sending people to Mars in a rocket ship. Did you think I was also going to be a chill, normal dude?
So what happens when an iconoclastic tech entrepreneur and one of the world's richest people hosts a sketch comedy show? Let's turn to our Tesla reporter, Rebecca Elliott, to find out. Hey, Rebecca, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
So I just want to come right out and acknowledge here, you and I are talking on a show called Tech News Briefing. It is not normal that an appearance on Saturday Night Live would give us something to talk about.
Yeah, it's definitely unusual. SNL typically taps entertainers to host the show. There are a handful of business people who have done so in the past, including the late George Steinbrenner, who owned the New York Yankees. Former President Donald Trump hosted twice, including in 2015, when he was vying to be the Republican nominee for the White House. We don't know at this point exactly how the hosting gig came together, but Elon Musk has a super wide audience. This was the first time that SNL expanded viewership and had live streaming internationally. And so, you know, he certainly brought a lot of attention to the show.
Sure. So maybe a way for SNL to kind of tap into that broader audience. And on the other side, why would Musk want to come on? You know, for a lot of entertainers and other sort of typical guests, the purpose of these appearances is publicity for an upcoming show or movie or other project. So why would Musk be interested?
I think it's probably a similar rationale. A lot of automakers shell out big bucks for TV commercials, and you even saw some of Tesla's rivals airing commercials during this episode. Tesla generally doesn't do that. And so Elon Musk does a lot to kind of leverage his public persona to the company's benefit.
Got it. Okay, so let's get on to the show itself. For anyone who may have missed it, what happened? How'd it go? And what were the kind of biggest moments?
Yeah, so Musk said in his opening monologue that he has Asperger's syndrome, which is a type of autism. And it's believed to be the first time that he has said publicly that he has that condition. It's one that affects how people interact with others. And so that was one of the early interesting pieces of the segment. As you mentioned at the opening of this podcast, he also issued a faux apology as part of his opening monologue to folks who he may have offended. He kind of has a habit of taking swipes at others, especially on Twitter. And then he appeared in quite a number of the live sketches and pre-recorded bits as the show went on. In one, he issued commands to a Mars mission. Musk wants to colonize Mars.
Chad, this is Elon Musk.
Who?
Elon Musk.
I'm in charge of the whole Mars colonization project.
Oh, congrats.
Chad, I want to make sure
he also showed up in a sketch Gen Z hospital, playing a bearded doctor.
So, Bestie's going to be okay, right?
I'm sorry, but at this particular time, that's looking like Cap.
He dressed up as the Nintendo character Wario for a parody related to the Super Mario video games.
Forward today, that you are evil?
No, I am not evil. I just misunderstood. And some of the anti-Italian hatred in the courtroom is disgusting.
So there's a wide range of appearances there.
Yeah, I was surprised by how game he was to get into those costumes, too. So there were also some sketches that poked fun at some of his business ventures and where he talked up cryptocurrencies. He even played a character that called himself the Doge Father on the satirical news segment Weekend Update. The hosts kept asking him to explain Dogecoin until finally...
I keep telling you, it's a cryptocurrency you can trade for conventional money.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's a hustle.
Why did you say that, man? Doge Father, everybody. It's a hustle.
To the moon!
And Rebecca, one thing I'm curious about on this point, Musk is a business leader. And, you know, the things that he says publicly can have very real implications for business and in markets and the rest of the real world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for example, a couple of years ago, a joke that Elon Musk made on Twitter for April Fool's seemingly backfired. He made a joke about Tesla going bankrupt, which it was not. But the next day, the stock fell. And so one of the things that people in particular were watching leading up to this show was whether his comments would be market moving. And he has repeatedly in the last few months made comments on Twitter about the cryptocurrency Dogecoin, and the price of that cryptocurrency really surged in the weeks leading up to Musk's appearance. And so people were watching to see whether the price of Dogecoin would cross $1 for the first time during the episode. It did not, and actually fell a little bit hard to say why that happened. But the price kind of wobbled downward during the broadcast.
Got it. And, you know, while we're talking about that Dogecoin sketch on Weekend Update, I have to point out a moment from a little earlier in it.
There are types of digital money, but instead of being controlled by a central government, they're decentralized using blockchain technology.
Was that a farting noise I heard?
Sure sounded like it. And Musk has said in the past that he really likes fart jokes. At least some Tesla vehicles are even capable of farting on command. So, you know, as I was watching, looking out to see whether there would be a fart joke, and it seems there was.
All right, nothing if not consistent he is. So before I let you go, I've got to ask, is this a new normal for tech CEOs? Are we going to see, you know, Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates hosting next?
There aren't a lot of CEOs like Musk. He's a pretty unique character. So you'd have to ask the folks at SNL if they're interested in having business people on more often. But I can't quite think of anyone who compares to Musk.
All right. Our Tesla reporter, Rebecca Elliott. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.